Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on subsign arrangement, using an automation-first workflow to get those jungle and old-school DNB vibes. In this lesson, we're not treating the bass like a thing we'll sort out later. We're building it as part of the arrangement from the start. That matters a lot in drum and bass, because the low end is not just holding weight, it's part of the groove, part of the tension, and part of the conversation with the drums. Think of this as a bass that performs with the track. It should move with the break, leave space for the snare, and evolve across the section changes so the tune feels alive instead of looping in place. We're going to use a subsign style sound in Ableton, keep it clean and mono to start, then shape the motion with automation on things like filter cutoff, saturation, volume, and maybe a little glide or octave movement where needed. The goal is not to throw every defect at it. The goal is to make a simple subline feel intentional, arranged, and full of energy. First up, set your arrangement frame before you even worry about the exact bass sound. In a jungle or DNB context, that structure really helps. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. For example, you might lay out an 8-bar intro, 8-bar build, 16-bar drop, then a switch up, another drop, and an outro. That's a classic way to let the bass and drums develop naturally. This is important because old-school DNB and jungle often work through phrase changes. The bass opens up, then filters down, then comes back harder. It doesn't just sit there unchanged for 64 bars. That's what keeps the movement feeling musical. Now load your bass instrument. If you want a pure subsign foundation, go with a sign-based sound source like operator or a simple sine waveform in Waveedable. Keep it mono, keep it dry. Don't worry about making it huge yet. At this stage, we want a clean low-end foundation that behaves properly and gives us room to automate later. A really good starting move is to add a saturator after the synth with just a little drive. Nothing crazy, just enough to give the sub some harmonic presence so it reads better on smaller speakers and has a bit of attitude. Soft clip can help here too, as long as you're not crushing the life out of it. Now write a short bass phrase. Keep it simple. In jungle and old-school DNB, a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase is often more effective than a busy riff. You want the bass to hit around the drums, not constantly fill every space. Leave air for the snare. Let the kick and break breathe. A strong approach is to place notes on offbeats or just after the snare, and then leave small gaps. That call and response feeling is a big part of the style. If the bass is too active, it starts fighting the break. If it's too static, the track loses its pulse. So aim for that sweet spot where the bass line feels like it's answering the drums. And here's where the automation-first workflow really starts to shine. Instead of adding more layers right away, start automating the character of the bass. Open the filter a little in the drop. Close it down in the intro. Add a tiny rise in saturation before a phrase change. Pull the volume down just enough in a breakdown so the section breathes. Maybe automate glide slightly if you want to slide into a note for extra movement. The big idea is that movement should mean something. In jungle and DNB, automation should support a change in energy, drum density, or phrase identity. If it's just decoration, it usually weakens the track. If it marks a section change, it makes the arrangement feel designed. A good filter range to experiment with is a low cutoff in the intro, then a more open setting in the drop. Keep resonance subtle. You're after pressure, not whistle peaks. The filter is there to create tension and release, not to turn the sub into a lead synth. Now listen to how the bass locks with the breakbeat. This part is huge. Jungle lives in the relationship between bass and break. So loop a couple bars and pay attention to where the snare lands, where the ghost notes sit, and where the kick is punching through. If the bass masks the break, shorten the note lengths before you reach for more EQ. A lot of the time, the real fix is rhythm, not tone. Also, don't be afraid to mute the bass for a tiny moment before a section change. That little pocket of silence can hit harder than a giant riser. Old school jungle loves that kind of tension. One beat of space can make the next hit feel massive. As you build that arrangement, think in layers of responsibility. Let the subsign own the true weight. If you add any extra texture layer later, that layer should just help the bass be audible on smaller systems. It should not try to do the same job as the sub. If two layers fight for the same frequency space, the low end gets cloudy fast. If you want more aggression or clarity, use a parallel dirty layer or duplicate the bass and high pass the copy, so it only adds harmonics above the sub range. That way, the foundation stays clean, and the grit lives on top. For transition moments, use Ableton stock effects in a focused way. Auto filter, Echo subtle saturator movement, maybe a little redux if you want a lo-fi tension edge. Keep these moves compact. You're aiming for tension glue, not a cinematic wash. In this style, tighter often hits harder. A really effective drop structure is to evolve the bass every 4 bars. Don't let a 16-bar drop stay identical from start to finish. You can start filtered and minimal, then open it up. Then add a small variation or octave shift, then strip it back again for a fill. That's how you make a simple line feel like it's developing over time. This is also where resampling becomes powerful. If you get a great 8-bar or 16-bar section with strong automation, freeze it or resample it to Audino. Then you can chop it, reverse a tail, or rearrange it like a sample. That's very on brand for jungle workflow. Design it, perform it, capture it, and then edit it like a piece of the track rather than just a MIDI loop. A really useful habit is checking your bass in mono early. If it disappears or loses weight when you collapse it to mono, that's a sign the sound design or layering needs attention. The low end in DNB should stay solid and focused. Width belongs in the higher harmonics, not in the true sub. Also, listen at low volume. That's a great reality check. If the bass line only feels exciting when it's loud, the note rhythm may not be strong enough on its own. A good jungle bass should still make sense quietly. The groove should survive even when the speakers are turned down. If you want a slightly more advanced move, put your cutoff, saturation, and glide into an instrument rack and map them to macros. That gives you a fast energy control for intro, build, and drop sections. It's a nice way to perform arrangement changes without hunting through multiple devices. Another smart trick is to create 2 automation states, one dry and skeletal, one dirtier and more forward. Then switch between them across the arrangement. That keeps the workflow fast and helps you build contrast without overcomplicating the patch. And remember, old school DNB is all about pressure through space. You don't need a million notes. You need the right notes in the right places, plus movement that feels purposeful. Let the bass talk to the snare. Let the break breathe. Let the filter open when the energy rises. Let it close when you want tension. So the formula is simple, but powerful. Clean mono sub first. Short rhythmic phrase. Automation for movement. Section changes every 8 or 16 bars and disciplined low-end control. That's how a subsign line becomes part of the arrangement, not just a loop sitting underneath it. If you follow that approach, even a very simple bass line can sound huge, classic, and full of jungle attitude. Now for a quick practice challenge. Build an 8-bar loop at around 165 BPM. Use one sign-based bass source. Automate the filter darker in the first half and more open in the second half. Add a little saturation increase near the end. And make sure the bass leaves space for the snare. Then bounce it to audio and listen back in mono. If the bass feels like it's performing with the drums, you've nailed it. That's the sound we're after. Tight, alive, and unmistakably jungle.